T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our buddy L.A., last year, he did limited road games, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went in the, I don't want to say semi-retirement, but he was just doing the home games, and then he was doing some closer road games, and then it was a mixture of guys that were doing those road games with Scott Fransky right here on 94 WIP. Mm-hmm. Well, the Phillies have announced who will be doing the games alongside Scott Fransky when Larry Anderson is not there. It's not three guys, it's one guy. The newest Phillies broadcaster, he'll call 81 games alongside Scott Fransky, and his name is Kevin Franston.
I like that idea. I love it.
And he joins us right now. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, fellas?
Congrats, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I'm sure it was really huge news over there in Philly land, so I'm excited to
listen,
be a part of this.
Here's with Scott in L.A., that team has kind of become, in the many years they've been together, but really a revered a booth.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Harry and Whitey when I was growing up, right? And then you had other guys mixed in, and now you're going to be a part of this. How was it the first year you did it? Was it everything you thought it was going to be? Was it more difficult? What did you think?
Oh, it was so much fun. Well, because here's the deal. People thought it was going to be difficult. I didn't think it was, because it's baseball, and I have a passion for the game. I have a passion for the Phillies that made, you know, it pretty easy to bring out. What's difficult about talking about a game, right? and you know, you work alongside Scott Fransky, who is as pro as they come. I think the hard part is, because I love L.A., and we're close, and what he's brought, you know, just for myself, not just on-air stuff, just outside of the game, and his friendship, it's hard to replicate that. And you want to be an extension of him, right? And you go on the road, and you want to be yourself, but you just know that people love, you know, Fransky in L.A., and there's a reason for that. And so, you know, that might have been the only difficult part. With that being said, I just had a blast. And you know, sometimes I just want to swear just saying how and be emphatic about, you know, the time that I was there and doing the limited number of games. I was fired up. And I just know that that's who I am about the game and where it's going to continue. So hopefully I don't annoy Scott enough, you know, to the point where he wants, you know, hits me or, do anything like that. There was a couple moments last year.
You'll be fine, man.
Yeah, I hope so. I can hold my own.
Well, I would imagine, you know, outside of the amount of games, the toughest thing would be, Kevin, doing this for a team that you obviously want to see succeed. Yeah. And then when they struggle, right, when they go through sort of the rough patch that they had down the last third of the season, did you find that to be sort of also, like, difficult for you just to be able to be authentic with the fans and relay what you're seeing, but at the same time have some sort of understanding and patience with this team in the direction that they're trying to get to?
Well, you're perfect on this one, right? I mean, you know, you have to learn how to win. And so the struggle to see it and you know, at the end of the year, the struggles of blowing a game or, you know, not getting the guy over in a crucial moment, it just, like, it eats at you because you have that fire, that drive, and that passion with the team. You're there with the team. You want to see them succeed. So giving that authentic take, I mean, yeah, it's difficult because you know these guys are trying to they're trying to win. They're not trying to lose a ball game. But at the same time, it's a young team. They need to learn how to win. You just don't, you know, go in there and be like, yep, it's easy to do. We're going to do this. No, that was a big learning experience at the end of the year. They hit a wall, but it was the best wall for this organization, and everyone could say, you know, that's looking way too positive. No, it is. They have a lot of talent, but they need to learn how to win. And being able to, you know, go through that, you know, at the beginning of the year and middle of the year coming in and a couple games up in the East, maybe a game back, whatever, and then at the end, you see it, you know, starting to, you know, deteriorate here and there. But trying to keep that passion, because the one thing we can control as broadcasters is what? Just energy and love and passion for the game. It's if we bring, you know, the listeners down by the play, I mean, that's That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, you know, give the accurate, you know, depiction of what's going on the field. And for myself, I don't know. I was in, I guess, the honeymoon stage because I was having a blast, even just calling games, being back at the Major League Ballpark every day.
Yeah, some of those games in September were.
Yeah, we won't talk about those. Yeah, no. We're good.
Yeah, so listen, hopefully in September we're not worried about that, and this year it's a great September. And that's Kevin Franzen, who is the new, along with L.A., he'll do 81 road games, or 81 Phillies games. Any at home or just all
Yeah, there's
the going to
be a few at home, I think, okay. This year. We're going to do, and obviously there's going to be more doing spring. And it's 81 plus, because the way I look at it, I'm hoping to call a lot more playoff games this year and you know, be a part of it with the guys, because that's what I see with this team. And the possibility is extreme, I think. So, yeah, this is going to be exciting times.
All right. You do realize now the Phillies, after missing on Corbin and all the talk that's been in the offseason about about getting guys, now you look at Machado and Harper are left. There's some trade. I know you were a San Francisco guy, so you know the Madison Bumgarner rumor that's out there. They're under a lot of pressure. They almost have to do something here, Kevin, and that's not a good position to be in if you're the Phillies. Hey, it means you're going to maybe get a guy, but it means you might spend a lot more money than you wanted to.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like, they've put themselves in this spot. They've given themselves an opportunity to expand and get better by not having, you know, bad contracts right now. So with the Patrick Corbin deal, you look at it, you're like, yeah, that's a good pitcher. He's a really good pitcher. But 6 years, 140, not there on that. I mean, the Carrasco, you know, signing his extension today and Kluber being available, or Bauer, or, you know, like you said, with Madison, a lefty obviously is needed in this lineup of this rotation. So I think they're very smart. You're not seeing them just, you know, throw the money around in the years and not worry about it. No, I think that Corbin deal with the 6 years, by them not, you know, going over that threshold for him, I think it's a smart move for me. I'm just, you know, people
might
want
end
that
up being, yeah.
But look, it's one outstanding year. He's had some really good years the last couple, but he's coming off of TJ. And Madison, I've known him since he's 18, so I'm really close with him, and he would fit in perfect there. Why? Because he loves his job. He obviously, I think Philly fans know that he pitches with passion, and I think the one thing that if you're going to play for the Philadelphia Phillies, the one advice I give you: enjoy your job, love your job, show that you love your job, because the fans will love that.
There he is. All right, and so Kev, we're down. Do we have our dates for spring training, or we're finalizing it? So just, if you're down there, you have to come on the show. We're booking
now. I'm in whenever. I'm in whenever. Yeah, this is, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be in from the beginning. I don't really care. And you know what the great thing is that we all hold a passion. I hate the Cowboys too. I'm a Niners fan. I know they suck this year, but I hate the Cowboys. And I love Zach Ertz. He's right here from the Bay Area, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so right. I just got to, you know, throw out my love there, make sure that everyone knows.
Yeah, there's some tentative Eagles fans in town today, Kev.
Why?
Well, you know, they haven't looked great.
Oh, man. You know what?
I'm feeling good about it, but it just seems like it's not looking good right now.
Yeah, but you got Mark Sanchez starting a quarterback at Washington. That's scary, huh?
Yeah, he stinks. He stinks. All right, Kev, listen.
Good stuff,
guys, the best.
We'll talk to you soon. Congrats again.
All right, brother. Congrats.
Thanks.
All right, there he is. Yeah, he'll be good. He was good last year.
Mm-hmm. Need some of that youthful energy.
So I should ask him. He sounds like a Gabe guy. Kind of same kind of energy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, passionate.
I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
Right.
You know what? Gabe is going to have to kind of like hit the reset button. And last year was just rocky for Gabe.
Yeah, I think a fresh outlook on year two will help him a great deal.
A fresh approach, everything. Like, you got to... You
stop trying to please everybody.
Yeah, you can't come back with that same coaching or managing style as far as you're being the voice of the team. Like, and the Phillies, if I'm the Phillies, you don't need Gabe Kapler being the face of your franchise.
No, that's terrible. So if your manager is.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be the face of the franchise. And too often last year we talked about him more than we did anything else.
That's all we talked about.
And so, you know, no disrespect to Gabe, but you need the players to be good enough that we focus on them and not Gabe Kapler. And Gabe Kapler can't be trying to sell everybody how you know, this new wave of playing baseball. And, like, we spent too much time doing that last year.
an elite reliever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go through another. And these fans don't want to go through a year of that. They don't want to hear that.
So we have some breaking news as it involves Camus.
Breaking news.
Dak has comments. And he says, quote, Coach Garrett has a great saying. Winners worry about winning and losers worry about winners.
Let me hear that again.
Can you do it? Ben, can you give it to me? Coach Garrett has a great saying. Winners worry about winning, and losers worry about winners.
Okay.
So that's how he's going to respond back? Essentially calling them losers?
Right.
That's what he did. If anything, you just say, listen, they can talk whatever they want to talk about. There's a game at 4:25 on Sunday, and that's what I'm focused on. I don't care what anybody says. Instead, he comes out with a great saying by Coach Garrett. Isn't that flawed to begin with? Coach Garrett has a great saying.
Well, he plays for him.
Winners worry about winning, and losers worry about winners. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Good job, Dak.
Yeah, there you go. That's bulletin board material for the Eagles now. You should feel better.
No, it just shows you where that bang, that worked. Camus went next level on him. Now you got this idiot out there calling them losers. If you're the Cowboys, you don't want to get involved in a back and forth. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to get involved in a back and forth? You're the team that's in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
You don't take the bait. He just took the bait. He's the quarterback of the team.
Well,
Carson
good.
Didn't take the bait.
Okay. Well, then you ought to be praising Camus.
Damn right.
Okay.
888-729-9494. Doc Havertown. Hi, Doc.
I am here.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Yeah, listen. This pass for Embiid, no. My son-in-law gets the pass. He's a Rams fan. Embiid, I'm sorry. That dude's a dog.
Huh?
You heard it. This is going to be a short conversation, I reckon.
No, I'm actually intrigued to hear more.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad, it's good. Continue, Doc.
Oh, yeah, I called a while back.
I remember that.
We're talking about, like, you know, Flyers, early stuff. And Dallas, too. You know, Landry. Like, everyone hates Dallas. To you. If you're a Dallas fan, and my son-in-law's brother's a Dallas fan, and he don't get a pass. You know, but the Rams do, yeah. And Beep, and what's the other guy? Simmons, they're dogs.
You're scattered. You're all over the place, Doc.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just letting you know what I'm hearing.
Why isn't Beep a dog? Explain that to me.
Oh yeah, he don't show no color. He's slow. He's lazy. He don't play his size.
Okay. Who do you admire if you don't like those players?
On the Sixers?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Sixers.
Yeah, yeah. How about this new dude? He is he's two of them guys.
The new dude, huh? What's his name?
Muscala?
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, he's a savage.
Yeah, Muscala.
I like
that
style guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that dude.
Yeah. And then as far as even the quarterback, he don't get no pass. Dr. Mazur didn't give him no pass.
Doctor
his
who?
ACL stuff. The dude that works on them all. He worked on me.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
No. He don't get no pass. I think he'll fold like a cheap carjack again, along with McNabb and all them other chumps.
Are you an Eagles fan, Doc?
Yo.
Are you an Eagles fan?
What's wrong with St. Nick? What's wrong with sharing the love and getting some snaps in there and such?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they give him some in practice.
Yeah, how about some trick plays? How about the Philly
Super both quarterbacks Bowl. On the field at the same time?
Man, I don't care what you do, man.
Philly.
Show some love. I don't care what you do. Don't even give him the ball. Put him out there as Doc. I don't know. It's so tricky.
You like Christmas, yourselves. Doc? You like Christmas music?
I do not. Oh. I abhor it, along with most of these athletes.
What do you like, though?
Well, what are you going to give me something?
I'm asking you.
I'm trying to figure out what you like.
You hated everything so far. All the things that bring me great joy in this city, you hate.
I like Bernie Perrant.
All right.
I like winners. You know what I mean? And if you want to pass, fine. Mm-hmm. Like Montgomery gets a pass. Carmichael gets a pass. You know what I'm saying? Hextall don't get a pass.
Doc, and I appreciate it, man. You're living about 40 years.
What did Carmichael ever do?
He played in the past. There's nobody that he was going to like unless you played in 1980.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.